This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Live on tape from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's Stephen Colbert!
Hello, my friends! How's it going? Hey! Nice to see you. What did I say? Everybody, please have a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so lovely to be here. There's no feeling like being with this audience. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, but of course, you already knew that. All of the news today is stuff we already know. Facebook is evil. Global warming is real. Republican officials helped plan the coup. Pop-Tarts contain no fruit. That's true, and that's our top story, because the company, this is true, the company that makes the toaster pastry is being sued for $5 million because frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts contain 2% or less of dried strawberries, dried pears, and dried apples. Yeah, we know. That's why we like them. On the other hand, the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts has real sugar and 50% of your recommended daily allowance of brown. But I am contractually obligated to be surprised about what's happening in the world, so here goes nothing. How about that weather we're having, huh? Ain't that a kick in the khakis? Less than a week after the governor of California declared a drought emergency, a huge storm brought potentially historic rain to the Golden State. In Sacramento, they got more than 5.5 inches of rain, which broke the previous record set in 1880. And San Francisco had its fourth wettest day in the city's history. The first wettest day, of course, was when Harry Styles came to the Fillmore and performed Watermelon Sugar. Wow. Wow. That struck home. That touched a nerve, shall we say. And it's not just the rain. There are also winds that are so strong, it took a semi and levitated it across a bridge. I hope that trucker's okay and that the lid was on his pee bottle. Speaking of which, outside the 49er stadium, wind also blew porta potties across the parking lot. Now we know what happens when the fan hits the. So, it's quality. That's a quality family joke.
Yeah, it's a quality joke.
Bring the kids in for that joke. So, what's causing this? Humans. But more specifically, there's an offshore storm system known as a bomb cyclone. Yes, bomb cyclones, because that's what weather is now. Just a combination of terrible things. So get ready for next week's forecast of murder typhoon, stabicanes, and the rest of the week is floods that try to explain Bitcoin to you. I don't care. I don't care what blockchain is. Stop trying to explain blockchain. Oh, there's some exciting news out of the negotiations over President Biden's Build Back Better bill. As of this weekend, reports are Democrats are near a deal on the spending bill, and I am near excited to bring you this breaking nearly news. For more context, let's watch TV. First up, Jeremy Dimon at CNN. Jeremy, are they on the precipice of a deal?
It does appear that these Democratic leaders are on the precipice of a deal.
Okay. Is it clear how much progress was made yesterday?
It's not clear how much progress was exactly made yesterday.
Well, anyone, what do we know?
We don't know a whole lot yet.
Okay, what don't we know?
There are still a few unknowns.
Okay, so what are these known unknowns that were discussed?
We don't know the exact details of what was discussed.
Okay, given how little we know, can cable news get to a place where they can talk continually about these negotiations and still tell us nothing?
Can they get there? That's the question at the moment.
Thank you all. Thank you all for nothing. There it is.
I like that.
We will stay on this story as there continues not to be one. Now, crucially, the spending bill's almost existence is close to being semi-confirmed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who told reporters that the Democrats are pretty much there on the social spending bill. That's some real texting your friends 2 minutes away when you haven't left your house yet energy. I'm right around the corner. I'm right around the corner. Go ahead and order some paid family leave for the table. No, that's not the sound of my shower running. How could you hear my shower when I'm texting? What's this? I'm getting another alert. It's a breaking could be something. We're hearing that these traces of progress may have been detected this weekend in a mythical land called Delaware.
President Biden and Senator Joe Manchin, Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, they had a critical meeting yesterday at President Biden's Delaware home. And during that meeting, we're told that they made some progress in reaching towards a deal.
Okay, now we're talking. The word is they haven't actually reached a deal, but by the end of the meeting, these three old men were able to put aside their differences and release a joint statement saying, quote, "They sure don't make them like Sophia Loren anymore." It is, and they do not. They do not. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to, I don't know what she was in. It is a monumentally bad day for Facebook, the world's top social media network and uncle radicalizer. Thanks to hundreds of leaked internal documents, 17 news organizations are publishing a series of stories about all of the damage Facebook does. For example, how coordinated groups on Facebook sow discord and violence, including on January 6th. That's in addition to the discord your cousin sows on Facebook by announcing she's named her twins Dash and Otter. Unsurprisingly, a lot of misinformation has to do with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Last year, he testified before Congress that Facebook removes 94% of hate speech, but the company's own researchers estimated it was removing less than 5%. That's a hell of a spread. Mom, I know I said I got 94% on the math test, but it was actually 5%. I didn't lie. I just really suck at math. I sucked at math. The CEO's influence was so strong that a former VP at Facebook said, "The specter of Zuckerberg looms in everything the company does." Okay, but is it his specter? Or did he just wear too much sunscreen again? Social media isn't the only thing that helped cause the January 6th riot. So did GOP officials, because organizers of the insurrection now say they participated in dozens of planning meetings with members of Congress and White House staff. Wow. Really? Great planning, guys. Okay, you grab the podium, you smear poop on the walls, the rest of you record everything on your phones and put it on Facebook so we definitely get caught. Let's go to jail. One of the teamwork. One of the most surprising, completely not surprising revelations is how many Republican members of Congress were involved in the planning. We're talking intellectual giants like Paul Gosar, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks, Madison Cawthorn, Andy Biggs, and Louis Gohmert. It's a real Ocean's 11 of people who can't count to 10. This wasn't just a man. They have to set reminders on their phone to remind themselves to breathe. This wasn't just a random event with weirdos like the Q Shaman. This was a conspiracy to overturn a Democratic election that included the weirdos in Congress. One of the organizers said, "I remember Marjorie Taylor Greene specifically." Yes, I can imagine it's hard to forget someone who tells you forest fires are caused by circumcised space lasers. We got a great show for you tonight. My guest is Mr. Bruce Springsteen.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
John, listen, I know you're cool and you do fun things and you do cool things that are fun. But I bet, whatever you name, I bet I did something cooler this weekend.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, you gotta name what you did and see if I can beat it.
Okay.
What's the coolest thing you did this weekend?
This week, I went to Disney World.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I had dinner with Dionne Warwick.
Oh!
Yeah. Who won? Who won, John?
That's, you got that.
I got that one. That's my ace in the hole right there.
Wow.
There's a documentary in the Montclair Film Festival about her life, called Don't Make Me Over.
Man.
And then I interview her afterwards for the audience, and then we went out to dinner afterwards. She's so cool.
Yeah.
She's 80. She's still got it. She still looks fantastic. She's still, like, totally present and energetic, still performing.
Yes,
she's like, "Do you know the way to San Jose?"
That's amazing.
Oh my God. You forget how many amazing hits she had and what an amazing woman she was.
Oh,
is.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever met her?
Great. I've never met her.
I'll introduce you, John.
I can't wait. I'm going to hold you to that one.
John, have you ever met Bruce Springsteen?
Yes, I
have. Because that's pretty cool.
Great.
He's right over here, just minutes away from now.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Springsteen is right there.
Bruce!
That's exactly right.
Bruce.
That's right. And he's got a podcast now with former President Obama.
Yes, that's right. The two of them together. I heard the first
episode. That's pretty exciting.
Cool.
That's pretty exciting. You know who else has got a podcast, John? I'll tell you right now. Folks, you're all here on an historic night for The Late Show, because this show here, the one you're watching right now, is also the very first show of our new podcast, The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. From this moment on, right after the show airs, you can get that night's show's audio as a podcast. It gives you everything you want, all the jokes, all the guests, and no deadly neurotoxins. Can Conan's podcast say the same? He certainly hasn't said it, which makes you wonder why. Just because the podcast listeners won't see the visuals doesn't mean they aren't getting the full show experience. Isn't that right, Hollywood superstars Angelina Jolie and Idris Elba? They're both here and nodding yes. Thanks for stopping by, Angelina Jolie and Idris Elba. Please put on some clothes next time. So be sure to check out The Late Show Pod Show starting tonight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Bluefy, Pets.com, your metal fillings, 18th century Scrimshaw carvings, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back with Bruce Springsteen.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Well, it is lovely to see you. Thanks so much for being back.
My pleasure.
Good to see you again. I know you've been you're a busy man all the time. You've been spending a lot of time with former President Obama.
Well,
I know that. Well, fair amount of time. You have a new book, Renegades Born in the USA. It accompanies the podcast, the 8-part podcast series you did with him. And I want to get into all of this and then some of the thoughts you expressed in here, but I got to get the most important question first is, did you make the cut for his 60th birthday party this past August?
I heard you weren't going, so I didn't go.
I was going, and I got cut.
Yeah.
So
there was nobody interesting there anyway.
That's right. You weren't there and I weren't there.
That's it.
Sure. Beyonce.
Jay-Z.
Come on. Hey, this is a really important question to me. Has he invited you to call him Barack?
Well, I actually asked him about that. I said, how do you want to be referred to? And I would assume Mr. President.
Sure.
But he said, call me Barack.
Wow. Yeah.
And
now, was that hard?
He asked how I wanted to be referred to. And I said, Mr. Boss, please.
Michelle has been kindly asked me to call her Michelle. And I have not heard anything from the former president. I just say, Michelle, your husband. how did the podcast and the book come about? Whose idea was this?
It was actually the president's idea when he called me, which, of course, I thought he had the wrong number because he's Columbia graduate, teacher of constitutional law, mm-hmm. University of Chicago Law mm-hmm. School, first African-American president of the United States. I am a guitar player. I am a Freehold Regional High School graduate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I will show you. I will email your resume to you. It's a little bit longer than that. You write in the introduction of this book, you say, these are treacherous times with much at stake, with everything at stake. And I agree with you, but what do you mean about that specifically?
Well,
I mean, it's harrowing times we live in.
Oh, it's harrowing.
Yeah.
You know, do you want Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Ron DeSantis, and our ex-fearless leader deciding the fate of the American experiment?
Okay, all right, so I agree with all of that danger.
That's what I define as treacherous.
I agree with all that danger. Keeping your hope up, I think, is a moral commandment.
That's
you know,
correct.
I say to you, do not worry. So how do you keep your hope up? Where does that come from?
Well,
for
you have to be a fighting optimist, I believe, you know, mm-hmm. in the sense that, there was an attempt to overturn a free and fair election. It failed. Mm-hmm.
But every day we learn there was much more complexity to
right.
it and more conspirators.
Yeah, it's just coming out. So, but I guess, I mean, it's a cliche, but how do you remain optimistic? I got young kids. I have to. I don't have a choice. You
sure.
know? And you know, I mean, the other choice is unthinkable. So, you know, I have to remain optimistic. And seeing them, you know, my kids were out in George Floyd and Black Lives Matter protests. Seeing the diverse group of young people in the streets the day after the election, you know, it's a cliche, but that's what keeps me optimistic. I think there's a great generation of young people coming up who will be interested in protecting American democracy and things like the fundamental right to vote, all of which have been are sort of an endangered species at the moment. So anyway, that's my hope.
We have to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back with more Bruce Springsteen.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Bruce Springsteen. People talk about the work-life balance a lot, and when art is your work, is there such a thing as an art-life balance, or is everything blended?
Yeah, no, there's got to be. I think it's like I found it early on, sort of, it's like, love my job, great way to make a living, no way to live if you're a musician. You know, so you got to watch yourself there. You know, my job is, it's a great way to make a living. Mm-hmm. If you fully subsume yourself in it, it's no way to live, you know. And there have been many, many artists previous to me and my peers who didn't figure that out. And it can be very, very, very dangerous to you mentally, physically, not cleaving between your work life and your family life and your home life. You know, you've got to make some very clear boundaries and distinctions if you want to live a full life in both of those areas.
Well, that is something you may not have known in 1975, when this album dropped, and Born to Run, a breakthrough moment for you. I understand you brought something to show us from this album.
Oh, right. Somebody said, bring show and tell, bring something.
All right. So,
all right, let me get a hold. This is the guitar. That is.
There it is.
That's that guitar.
That's the one.
I've played this guitar for 50 years. I bought it when I was 22 years old for $185 on Highway 34, I think, in Belmar, New Jersey, from a great guitar man named Phil Petillo, and I've had it ever since. It's kind of a mutt. It's made up of two different guitars, but this guitar has been in every club, theater, arena, and stadium across America and most of the world. So it's been around a bit.
Are you, it's not the only guitar you play in concert, though, right?
No.
What does it feel like when you go from another guitar to this one, when this one gets in your hand?
This feels like my arm. So it's like if I have this guitar, I don't have anything on. This is just this became an extension of my actual body, you know. Anything else I pick up, it's a guitar, you know. And for some reason, I've played this for so long that it just became a part of your natural sort of physique but I don't play it much on stage these days because I sort of put it a little bit out to pasture. It's done so much good work for me.
Have you thought of putting it out to stud?
Yeah. I should, you know. But
here, I'll take that for you. I'll put it back.
Yeah. No, okay.
There you go. Have you ever let Jon Stewart touch this?
I don't believe Jon Stewart has touched that guitar. No,
Now, your fans are famously devoted. Are there any particular memories of fans expressing their appreciation to you that come to mind?
Yeah, Yeah, there's been a few. The worst was after I jumped over the wall at Elvis's house, which, long story short, I jumped over the wall at Elvis's house to see if Elvis was home.
Was he?
No, he was in Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
And then they threw me out. But I had a lot of fans doing that to me for quite a while. And then, of course, when I would chase them away off my front lawn, they would say, "But you did it to Elvis," you know. But one of the strangest ones was I'm on my motorcycle with a friend of mine. We're coming from Lake Placid. It's you know, hundreds of miles to get from Lake Placid. We're trying to do it in an afternoon, get back to Jersey, and it starts pouring. And it's pouring and it's pouring, and we're riding and we're just, you know, it's like pins and needles hitting you, and we're soaked completely to the bone. I go through a toll booth, I'm stuck in traffic, I'm drenched, and a guy rolls down his window, hands me an 8x10 and a pen. It's like, so I signed it and handed it back to you. Guys in the trap.
We have to take another break, but stick around. We'll be back in a minute with more Bruce.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know this guy, it's Bruce Springsteen. On top of the book and the podcast that you can download, you also have, let me sure we get this right. Okay, there's a concert film.
Yes.
Of the legendary 1979 No Nukes concert.
Now.
There you go.
There is one problem with this album cover. Every band member is on it except for Roy Bittan. Roy Bittan is not on this album cover by mistake, and I'm in very deep about it, which is why I bring it up this evening. So, Roy, you are not here, but you are here in my heart.
So for the people who don't, I remember I was the right age to be listening to the concert, the No Nukes concert. I was 15. For the people who don't know, what was the No Nukes concert?
The No Nukes concert was a benefit concert for No Nukes.
There it is. There you go.
And at the time, I was kind of talked into it by Jackson Brown and the 3 Mile Island nuclear accident.
Sure.
Convinced me to take part. So that's what the show was. There was all kinds of people, Tom Petty, Jackson Brown, Chaka Khan, James Taylor.
Bonnie Raitt.
There were a lot of great, great musicians. And we played Madison Square Garden for, I think, 2 nights, and one of which was my birthday, where I turned 30. And it was a great show. The Beat Street Band played for an hour and a half. And this film that is coming out momentarily is film of that show.
And we have a clip here of, I think this is the end of your second night out there.
Okay.
So you've already turned 30,
yeah.
I think. And the crowd is trying to get you to do one more song. Jim?
I can't go on like this. I'm 30 years old. My heart's starting to go on me. I don't want you to beg. Why don't you?
You're 30. You can't go on. You're 30.
I can't go on like that. I'm 30 years old, and that's it.
What's
I couldn't go on then.
What's the difference between you now and that 30-year-old guy, and what's the same?
Well, it's funny. On stage, I don't know if there's a lot of difference, you know? I mean, we still come out and we take it all the way every night that we're on stage, you know? So, that's a completely different person. You know, at 30, I was still a kid, and that was my entire life. What you're viewing right there, you know. So that's
no art life balance.
No art life balance. No, just work. You know, and so that was different. But basically, I still feel about it the way that kid would have. That hasn't changed at all. You know.
Well, Bruce, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah.
Always wonderful to talk to you.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.